We have the time of Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam. When Imam alayhi salam was born, people used to come to ask, this young one, will he be able to guide us? And he said, yes. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his miracle through Nabiullah Isa alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam, that will happen through this son of mine. When Ma'mun came to learn that this child is not an ordinary one, he brought him closer to his court for him to talk to people who were there. The people who were surrounding him, they wanted to challenge him. Yahya ibn al-Aktham was a minister of justice. He understood law, he understood Quran, hadith, and he brought his question, what is the kafara of someone who wears ihram and he goes hunting? And Imam alayhi salam to say, your question is vague. He was shocked. And then when he wanted to know why, it was here Imam alayhi salam asked, did he do hunting during the day or night? Was this hunting done in that haram or was it outside the haram? Was it for the sake of fun or he wanted to eat? Was it done by someone who was a free or was it done by someone who was a slave? Did he do istighfar or he didn't do istighfar? Did he do it while he was wearing the ihram for umrah or was he doing ihram for hajj? And we know Yahya bin Aktham, terrified to hear these questions, he said, even I myself don't know what I'm asking. So for us too, many people came into Islam because of the knowledge of Imam, because of his akhlaq and the way he was communicating to people. We need to remember to use different methods of tabligh. We need to introduce ourselves to them. We have opportunity to do that. These days we have these gadgets in order for us to convey the message of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Because the promise, it is at the end of the time when Al-Hujjah ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi ajjalallahu farajahu al-Sharif will come to rule the world, and that is إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ will be materialized completely.